Daniel chapter 6, day 5. Darius's advisors punished. From the summary of the internal sense, those who invented that crime were cast into hell. And the king said, and they brought those men who had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And they did not reach the bottom of the pit before the lions had dominion over them and broke all their bones in pieces. Heaven and Hell 5:50. Evil spirits are severely punished in the world of spirits in order that by means of punishments they may be deterred from doing evil. This also appears to be from the Lord, and yet nothing of punishment there is from the Lord, but is from the evil itself, since evil is so joined with its own punishment that the two cannot be separated. For the infernal crew desire and love nothing so much as doing evil, especially inflicting punishments and torment upon others, and they maltreat and inflict punishments upon everyone who is not protected by the Lord. When, therefore, evil is done from an evil heart, because it thereby discards all protection from the Lord, infernal spirits rush upon the one who does the evil and inflict punishment. This may partly be illustrated by evils and their punishments in the world, where the two are also joined. For laws in the world prescribe a penalty for every evil. Therefore, he who rushes into evil rushes also into the penalty of evil. The only difference is that in the world the evil may be concealed, but in the other life it cannot be concealed. All this makes clear that the Lord does evil to no one, and that it is the same as it is in the world, where it is not the king, nor the judge, nor the law that is the cause of punishment to the guilty, because these are not the cause of the evil in the evildoer. Arcana Celestia 391. The state of evil spirits in the other life shows most clearly that those who are in evil and falsity are afraid of everybody. Those who have deprived themselves of all charity wander about and flee from place to place. Wherever they go, if to any societies, these at once perceive their character by their mere coming, for such is the perception that exists in the other life, and they not only drive them away, but also severely punish them, and with such animosity that they would kill them if they could. Evil spirits take the greatest delight in punishing and tormenting one another. It is their highest gratification. Not until now has it been known that evil and falsity themselves are the cause of this, for whatever anyone desires for another returns upon himself. Falsity has in itself the penalty of falsity, and evil has in itself the penalty of evil, and consequently, they have in themselves the fear of these penalties. Questions and points for discussion. Did you notice that the advisors did not even reach the bottom of the pit before the lions attacked them? How does the lion's dominion over Darius' advisors demonstrate the way evil operates? What can we learn about the power the Lord gives angels by contrasting the way the lions acted with Daniel and the way the lions acted with Darius' advisors?